And that was just one of many things in sports going on last night. Congratulations to Big Bob getting that 400th career win. Panthers, more importantly, go in still a little shorthanded without Barkov, get a 3-1 win against the Rangers, and they're going to be fun to watch this year. Grab your tickets. We got all kinds of Inter Miami's going to have a home game tonight. Going to have a lot of home games coming up here as the favorite and against Atlanta United. Late start, but you'll be able to watch it if you're staying home. My God, tonight is if you don't feel like going out to any events, there's a lot of stuff. World Series kicks off tonight between the Yankees and the Dodgers. Last night, by the way, it was a pretty entertaining game. I saw the highlights and Thursday Night Football. Stafford and Darnold, and both guys, by the way, play pretty well, actually. Rams, not dead yet, get a 30-20 win, and they're now 3-4. Stafford got both his horses on the outside back, both his receivers, and then we have something happen in the last 2 minutes of the game. Darnold down 28-20, Minnesota down. He's in the end zone, throwing it, backed up, throwing a pass, getting ready to throw a pass, and gets his head ripped off, his face mask, his head gets completely spun around on a blatant face mask, almost a dangerous face mask. So obviously when you get your head ripped around by a big, strong defensive lineman, you have to go with it or basically snap your neck. So he takes it, goes down to the ground thinking they didn't call it. The official says he didn't see it. Now, some are now calling it the worst call in the history of no call in the history of the NFL. It was brutal. It was terrible. Matter of fact, game's over, and so ESPN goes on, and right away they go, what was that? I mean, it's a brutal call. Now, I'm not sure they're going to go down and win or not in the last 140 left of the game, but, I mean, Minnesota's got some pretty good playmakers, and you get fresh downs because that was going to be a big penalty, and it's just a brutal no call. And you'll see it if you didn't stay up, and I didn't stay up to see it till this morning, but it is a terrible, terrible no call. Terrible. I mean, all the calls we get tired of. We get tired of 10, 11 penalties, and if it's close one way or the other where one fan base can go, that was a good no call. It wasn't that bad. And the other's going, no, that's a foul's a foul. You got to call it. You know, a penalty's a penalty. And that was bad. I mean, if you get a chance this morning, just Sam Darnold in the end zone, 28-20 down. I mean, they still got to go the length of the field. They got to get a touchdown, and they got to get a two-point conversion just to tie it up. Don't get me wrong. They're not going to lose, but that was a wild one. And right at the end of the game, I mean, it was bad enough. I wonder if the NFL didn't have to come out and say the guy blew the call. I mean, it was real honest. Even the guy knew right away. He grabbed his head thinking, I just screwed up. I should have had a sack, and I tackled him too high. My hands in his face mask, and I ripped him down. And he didn't even try to pull it out. It just – so I don't know. Do the NFL – does the NFL suspend officials for really, really bad calls when it's – I don't – because it's always – for the fan base, it's always the last call is the worst call they've ever seen because I'm seeing that everywhere. But it was bad. It was.
Yeah, it's pretty horrific seeing it this morning here,
it's
Joe.
3 to 4 feet away. I mean, he's standing right there, and he said he got blocked out. He couldn't see it.
Yeah.
I'm like, he got blocked out.
So let me ask you this, and the NFL does something that I really like. They do that replay assist thing, right?
Yeah.
Where if they miss the call, they just kind of buzz it down and they go, hey, you guys, it's obvious, whatever. Can't they help with that?
Can't do
I know they don't do the penalties. But like, I don't know. That seems like one of those where they could probably buzz down and be like, hey, he just got dragged
out. I know,
out
but
by
you can't. You can't go, hey, let's go ahead and review it. And then you're going to open another can of worms. Like,
is that the only guy, by the way, that's watching the ball?
That's
that, that official behind the
yes.
play, though? That's the only guy watching the
they
ball?
They say that's his, one of his number one jobs is protect the quarterback from back there. standing behind
him. He does, by the way. If you look at, they have a view of the, where the ref was, and he does kind of get screened.
Well, don't you have to get in a position where, I guess you can't see every angle, but.
I don't know. Maybe it's tricky because they're backed up against the goal line.
I wonder, is your head getting ripped around? I mean, it wasn't like he just ripped it a little bit and got his hand out. I mean, he did the full thing there. So anyway, that happened last night. Of course, that'll stir it up about how bad the NFL officiating is again, which we get every week anyway. Doesn't
matter. Do you think
they
have a problem with officiating?
No. I don't think they have a problem. I think a rules committee is the problem. They keep putting more stuff on these guys' plate. I really don't. Everybody asks me, like, these guys have officiated at every level a lot of games. Now, I have a friend that can't say his name, can't say anything about him, but I've worked with him in the past, and he must have done 1,000, that's exaggerating, he did high school football games, worked his way up to smaller Division I football, to the SEC, and obviously you get graded out, and they find you, and they go, hey, this guy's really good, he grades out as our top guy, and the next thing you know, you get worked into the NFL, and then, you know, now he's up there with one of the best groups in the NFL. I don't think we have a problem. I don't blame those guys as much as I blame this league keeps adding stuff on, the rules committee, and like that call. The call we had last week to piss. Was that last week where the guy tackled right on? 2 weeks ago. Tackled right onto the guy. And that call, I mean, you just can't. Like, if you're getting sacked, you're getting sacked. I understand you want to protect these quarterbacks. Then last night you had one that you didn't protect him. Who, by the way, Darnold's having just an unbelievable season. A couple more touchdowns last night, no interceptions. But
so I know Florio will throw this at you later, but and I'm kind of on board with this. If you're going to be in bed with gambling companies, you got to have a little integrity in the game. And I get that there's missed calls. I'm actually fine with that. You know, that there are going to be missed calls throughout a game because there's a human element to it. But this is pretty, I mean, this isn't like the guy diving into the pile and someone grabbed him, you know, for a second there by the face mask.
Well, nobody,
fans gets ripped down. But how about this one to add to it? Sam Darnold, his passing total last night was 244.5 yards.
He would have had it if it keeps going. Would he have 240 last night?
240, yeah. So,
well, I don't really care about.
I know
that.
You don't, but there's a lot of people that do. I'm just telling you that there's a lot of people that do. So
I'm just looking at that call last night, and I'm like, oh boy, this gonna first thing when somebody sent me a text, check it out. Look this morning watching the highlights, and I'm like, oh boy, that's bad. And by all, now all the officials have to pay. And listen, are there things they can call and not call? Back and forth on the blocking and the holding and on pass interference, obviously, pushing and shoving each other up and down the field and the ball's overthrown and all those things, you know, always give us conversation here on the radio. But my God, that was a bad one. Anyway, hey, we got a lot of other stuff to get to here. We got more high school football we'll jump into in a 7 o'clock hour. Cam Ward and the Canes at home against FSU in what is one of the biggest drop-offs of a football team. And I'm guessing the biggest disappointment in college football has got to belong to FSU, right? Going undefeated last year in the regular season, only to be 1-6 with some of the ugliest offensive numbers I have ever seen. They're scoring 15 points per game. 15 points per game. They're killing the transfer portal, talking about how, you know, we didn't hit. They hit the home run the last couple of years, and then this year, you know, they're calling individuals out that just haven't done much. They've scored more than 20 points one time. One time. And they lost that game. So they've got 6 touchdowns and 9 picks from their quarterbacks. Scoring 15 points per game. If Lance Guidry and the Canes defense, and I know everybody's going to be jacked up, and I know FSU is going to come out really aggressive and go for it on fourth down. I'm not going to be shocked at anything I see from FSU. As good as their defense, hasn't been bad, by the way. Their defense has not given up a lot of points in a lot of games, and they lose low-scoring games too. But Lance Kidry, man, you and your guys got to get this thing figured out. This can't be one of those 38-35 games this week. That would be really disappointing going forward. And you ought to be as jacked up as Florida State's going to be. A lot of these, we do this every, I swear to God, I know I've said this 35 years. A lot of these guys have played against each other. They know each other. There's a bunch of American Heritage Plantation guys on one team. There's American Heritage Plantation guys on the other team, which is all of a sudden become one of the hot schools for not only guys going to the NFL, but also guys in big-time college football programs. But you saying all that, and we've got famous dads, kids here and there and everywhere, and you got to win that game. You just can't. Then last night, by the way, that wasn't enough.
We're bouncing around a lot this morning. By the way, the FSU thing is wild because we were at the ACC kickoff, and the buzz around that team was, yeah, they lost a lot of talent to the NFL, but they still have a lot of talent left, and they're going to be one of the best teams in this conference. I mean, people seem pretty confident about them.
They were
coming back this year.
They were one of the three teams everybody was talking about. By the way, the great story also is, and I am bouncing around, Woody. You're right. Pitt last night beats up Syracuse and beat them up bad, 41-13. Quietly, Pitt is 7-0, have not lost. They have SMU, Clemson, and Louisville on their schedule still. They got to have for the ACC. By the way, two of those teams haven't lost an ACC game. SMU's been really good. And then you got Louisville, who's not going to be a slouch. So that's where that stands. So we've got a lot more stuff to get to here. We've also, having mentioned the Dolphins at home with Tua coming back, and a lot of stuff to get to with all that. So we'll come back, and we'll jump in on that. Also, last night, I happened to be bouncing around the TV. This is what you do when you have a lot of time. You don't have kids at home. I have a little more free time, but they got in a Heisman, had a Heisman show last night, and it was interesting. Interesting stuff, obviously. Cam Ward right in the middle of it, so we'll have more on that stuff coming up. I don't know where you rank it as far as quarterback play, because we've had some great ones come through here. Ken Dorsey, you know, we can go through Geno. They've had some great quarterback play in years past. But I got to tell you, this guy's not taking – I'm not talking about overall teams, okay? So calm down before you think I'm talking about like the 2020 team the 2000 or the 2001 team. I'm not. But, this guy is playing about as high a level as I've seen in a long time. Just incredible what he's doing. And so we'll see if he can keep that going against Florida State. Right now, I want to tell you all about Atlantic Men's Clinic. It's Friday. It's a great day for you right now. If you've been thinking about this because you know you have low T and you know you have ED, you know your energy level's not where it is, you just think it's old, and by the way, this ED and low T thing starts in your 40s, early 40s. We got guys going in there. You know, I ask a lot of questions while I'm in there talking and getting treatments at Atlantic Men's Clinic. And they'll go, hey, guys start early 40s, ED and low T. Very normal. And then sure enough, man, I'm in there on a Friday like today, and I'll see young guys in there, younger guys in there that have ED and low T and getting it taken care of. And bouncing back and feeling better than ever. Sex drive is back. Things are great in the bedroom. Not only that, but your energy level. You're working out. You're doing things. And some days you just wake up and you go, damn, I feel good. And that's what Atlantic Men's Clinic's all about. I'm talking firsthand, man. 7 months ago, full-blown, low-T ED. And it's a bummer because you don't know what to do. You know, like, oh, my God, I just can't live off this blue pill. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. I promise you great results. Hear what they have to say, at least, in that first appointment you go in for. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and they do a lot more. They have an expert staff that's ready to help you. They've got six great locations in South Florida to serve you, including the one in Plantation where I go. Call them today, 877-455-7300. If this is something you've been going through and you're kind of going back and forth on it, you got nothing to lose, man. Set up that first appointment, 877-455-7300. Hear what they have to say. And more importantly, find out why you feel the way you feel. Visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com today.
All right, Joe, before we get back to the show here, first want to let everybody know that we do have another pair of Heat Knicks tickets.
You got a huge pair.
Yeah, we do. Heat Knicks coming up next week. Figure out a way to give those away later on in the
show. I'm really looking forward to that game. I really am. Knicks, of course, high expectations. A lot of people think they're one of the two best teams in the East, behind, obviously, Boston. And we'll find out. We'll find out. Long, long season. Hey, we haven't talked about it, but Dolphins and the Cardinals in another, obviously, you don't want to go 2-5. This is a big, big game for them. It's a clean-it-up game. It's a get-healthy game. You know, you look at everything. And I want to share this with you this morning as, you know, you like to know, hey, what do you think? We got a chance this week. Can we score some points? Meanwhile, the defense really has been good. I mean, that group, whatever you think, and, you know, the run defense and all that stuff, they're fourth in the NFL. They're higher ranked right now than they were most of last year. And, of course, they had moved up till the Baltimore problems a year ago, and all of a sudden they started to fall quickly. But so with the Fins and the Cardinals, if you don't score a lot of points this week, as in a lot of points back in the 20s, you got Tua back. The passing game is going to be better no matter what. It's just going to be better because Tua knows those two guys. He's watched all this stuff. He's got a healthy offensive line that's actually been healthy the last couple of games. And no matter what you're hearing from the outside noise, the offensive line has been really good. Now, you don't have a bad offensive line and have 188, 193 yards rushing like they have the last two games. Those are big, big numbers. And I know they're easy to beat up on because they're not always good. But those guys have played great. They're healthy. Teron has been really, really good at left tackle. Really, really good. And you're playing against the Cardinals defense. That's not very good. Which, by the way, we've been saying a lot, and, you know, it doesn't always mean a win, but Cardinals defense is 27th. The run D is 26th. So they ought to be able to run the ball. And yet, if you're running the ball, there's always been this thought that if you can run the ball off running it and running it and running it, and now people start cheating up to help the run support, and then, bam, you can hit them with a one-on-one pass or catch them in zone and get some easy completions. So I just think with Mike knowing he can get his full passing game in now that Tua, this thing was built for Tua. The writers are right. It was built for two. It wasn't built for number two, number three, number four. Obviously not number five of quarterbacks that we have that are either on practice squad or active or what we don't know what the hell they are because they're hurt. Mike can run his full passing game with all his motions that he likes and everything else. You're at home. So I now have to hear about the noise affecting you like it did in Seattle, which I hate. Oh, it just falls under the excuse pattern. It's the noise has been around forever at every level growing up when you're on the road. So anyway, it's just everything is set. Tua coming back. The guys starting to believe again that have been dragging a little bit, not getting targets, the problems, the everything. And I'm not saying Mike's losing the team. I'm just, you know, you can't score 11 points a game. Bad for fan base, bad for team, bad for and bad for winning games. They got everything set up this week to finally break out of it. And, again, you're not playing one of the top teams in football. You're just not. Cardinals, you know, like everybody else, lost their best defensive player on IR, best pass rusher last week. This has got to basically be a two-way go to run and also to get those two guys involved on the outside. And by the way, the Jonnu Smith stuff is great. You want that. You want, you know, all of a sudden he's starting to catch some footballs. That's great. But the guys you paid the money that make the big plays for you, and the reason you paid them that money is not one catch for 8 yards and one for 11. And I think Tua knows. He feels comfortable with both those guys throwing to him. I would be really, really disappointed if this thing, just looking at everything, that you can't put together a good offensive game plan and put up some points. And all of a sudden get way away from that 11 or 12 points you're stuck in between right now as the least amount of points in the NFL. Points per game, the lowest in the NFL. Dead last. Have been. That you can't take care of that and get it going. We'll find out. But, man, everything. You look at everything. You look at health. You look at your guys offensively. You got everybody back offensively. You got everybody back. Hell, you even have Odell, whatever Odell is. I don't even know what Odell is. I have no idea. But you got him there if you want to throw him in there. You got your quarterback, and Mike can finally get back. We don't have to dummy it down, and I can't do the motions, and I can't do this and that because that guy can't do it. I can't make this throw. I can't throw this pattern. It was one of our go-to, but Tua had the timing with those guys, and these guys, it's all gone because you got him back. And so, you look at Cardinals and what they are. They got an athletic quarterback, don't get me wrong. But they shouldn't score a lot of points in this game against our defense. And you add all that up, and it should be, if you're going out, you're a little down because of the way they've looked recently, this game should give you a little pick-me-up. It should, if you look at all those things. Now,
well, what's realistic to expect here, Joe? And I'm talking about our offense mostly, as the defense has been fine. But those guys, man, between Tyreek and Jaylen Waddle, got to have some pretty fresh legs. I'm expecting them to have some pretty big games, right?
I think Mike understands how important it is. Look, it's a fact. You better keep those two guys, especially one guy and his little brother following. You got to get him the football. You can't give him two targets. That's got to be it. We had to hit. That was a rock bottom game for those guys. You've got to get them back involved. I don't mean, you know, both have 150-yard games or something, but you got to get them back in. And you can't get any healthier. Like, honestly, with Tua coming back, you might have the healthiest offense in the NFL back of your guys. So I look at it. Now, there's another issue we have to get into, and we'll do it when we come back here. I see it out there, our fan base, and I understand it. The Julian Hill thing, people want him cut. Why is he still playing? Why is Julian Hill still playing? That's what I'm hearing. And I have spent some time over there in that area. And I know about the penalty. You're right. He's a penalty machine, and it's got to cut back. And Durham had a bad one in the last game in a 30-yard play. I think it was 30-yard run got called back. 25-yard, whatever. It was a long run. It was a splash play. You know, you get a 20-yard run. Those are big timers. And that stuff's got to get cleaned up. And that would be the one thing, that and turning the ball over, would be the only way that you lose to this Cardinals team. You get sloppy, and you end up, you know, with all these penalties, and you turn it over two or three times, especially given the Cardinals a short field, and we're in for a long, long day of football. We got to go to break. We'll get more into the Julian Hill situation and tell you something you might not want to hear. You might not want to hear, but I'll have that for you when we come back here. Big show lined up for you today. A lot of stuff going on. Busy time here in South Florida for sports. We'll jump on all that, including a big weekend of football at Hard Rock Stadium with FSU and Miami kicking it off Saturday night. But right now, Want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Did you know it's truck month season at your local South Florida Chevy dealers? And for those of you that play hard and work hard, hey, man, and you need a truck, boy, you got to check out the 2024 Chevy Colorado, the powerful performance ready with easy-to-reach tech features. That's a big thing on the Colorado family, man, is all the latest technology in those bad boys. And then on top of that, take charge of any situation with a 2024 Silverado with impressive towing, powerful engines for work and play. Whatever it is that you're towing, Silverado ready to take care of you with all its durability and those engines that they have for you. Hey, I want to also tell you about the 2024 Chevy Silverado HD. If you're starting to look around for a truck, it's almost like Silverado is custom designed, a truck perfect for your lifestyle and enjoyment, man. And I got to mention the Tahoe. You're going, where the hell's the Tahoe fit in with those great trucks? Well, listen, anytime I'm doing the spot, I'm talking about Tahoe because that's all I've been driving for the last 16 years. Chevy trucks will get the job done, work or play. When you want to do it all, Chevy's got you with the best overall products they have ever had in convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Hey, this weekend, together, let's drive. Get out to your South Florida Chevy dealers. Take a test drive and fall in love.
Let's get a little weather before we get back to the show here. Brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. 78 degrees, partly cloudy. No rain in my forecast. I don't know what whatever's going on around you is going on, but none here.
Yesterday was a really nice day.
Yeah, it really was.
Really beautiful day for
got
tennis.
Got out, got some tennis.
I did, man. Just a good way to.
We were off to a rough start this morning on the highway, so I was driving, you know, up north. I know you're. I don't know if you heard the traffic report.
But I saw it.
They were flashing those signs on the road, and they go 95 closed at 103rd Street.
Oh yeah, I saw it. That's just about where I got off going the other way, and yeah. I said, "There's a lot of salty people," and it looked backed up, man.
It was.
A lot of folks up.
Apparently it's reopened.
4 o'clock,
but
that 4 o'clock hour was nothing worse than thinking you're leaving at 4 in the morning, that you're good going north or south, only to find out a little accident out there or something's going on or all the work that's being done right now on the roads is makes it tough.
You want to address this really quick here, Joe? 571 area code texts in. Joe, you're delusional if you think two is the only problem with the Dolphins. And I have been saying this to you, I do think the roster is deeply flawed. But with that being said, this thing should look a whole heck of a lot better.
Who you're playing.
Hopefully, right?
Who you're playing.
And if it doesn't, they
team.
Got big, big problems.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Listen, this should tell
you. They get their asses kicked in this game or they don't score or whatever.
You don't go out and win this game and start looking a lot better offensively. By the way, this is an offensive thing for me. I mean, you can throw in. You could throw in special teams
through this.
Yeah, they're fine. They are fine. You're exactly right. But hey, if that is because whoever sent that, a lot of people are saying, hey, Chris Grinnell put a very good along with Mike. They didn't put together a very good roster.
Well, they didn't. I mean, that's just so. That's like almost a fact at this point.
Well, then that could hold it back.
Doesn't mean it can't look better.
And by the way, you know what bad rosters do? They have lots of penalties and they turn the ball over a lot.
Okay, we've been pretty good at that, yeah.
So if that's if that continues, you know, and they're going, well, we're talking about it with these guys. Maybe you need to get a little bit louder or something, you know, or because people, you know, it's funny, and I do. So the game is just a lot different because Bo's getting to be a really really grumpy old man, and the guys, you know, and so I go, Bo, you can't cut guys. What do you mean you can't? I go, Bo, you can't cut guys. This is not the old NFL. There was 45 of us. Shoes wanted to send a message. Yeah, he cut guys. He did. You're making the same mental mistakes. You got a zillion penalties. Everybody asked me, what would Don Shula do to Julian Hill? Cut him. But you can't do that. So the team sees great potential. He makes some unbelievable blocks. He is really good. His improvement as a receiver in camp was fantastic. And they're being real patient with this guy going, I mean, like, look at man, you got to get your hands inside. You can't have all these penalties. You got to play smarter. You never want to be one of the top penalty guys in the league, and you've become that guy, and you're not doing enough to, you know, there's not enough that people can see. It'd be one thing if you had, you know, 32 catches right now, and they're going, well, he's just too good a receiver. So the frustration when things happen with guys, you just can't.
This is crazy, by the way. I
get rid of them.
I think you're talking about a college team the way you're talking about the Dolphins.
What do you mean?
I mean, how many, you know, NFL markets are like, where turnovers are killing us and penalties are killing us, and it's not like...
Well, that's what killed us in the last game, that combo.
I know. I agree with you completely, but it's just not really an NFL thing and, as much as, like, I feel like it's kind of a college thing.
Yeah, and I'll give you another one. We really need Jason Sanders to have...
To make one?
A perfect day, not... 2 of 3 and not 3 of 4.
Here's a novel idea. Why don't you score touchdowns instead of kicking field goals?
Well, you're right. More than one touchdown a game? Yes, that would be...
Why don't we not make Jason Sanders even do anything in this game?
I agree.
Maybe limit on extra points.
So anyway, the Julian Hill thing, because I saw a lot of people, they got rid of a practice squad tight end that played pretty well in the preseason, and they had to let him go. They brought some more guys on because, you know, is this thing more guys get injured and you move guys up. Now you got to bring guys in, and people have taken some of our practice squad players. And this is all part of the league. It's not like somebody's picking on us. This is what happens. You look what everybody has on their practice squad and you grab them like, oh, we need defensive tackle. They got one. He wasn't bad. Let's just pick him up. He might be the closest thing to give us a little depth at a position. But, the Julian Hill thing is frustrating. By the way, everybody's frustrated. But they're going, he's young, he's got lots of talent, and we got to keep working with him. I'm just telling you, that's, yep, way too many penalties. Just got to, because he does have a lot, and sometimes you don't see it, but he's got a lot of really, really good blocks. Matter of fact, we'll talk to Kyle Crabbs about that specific topic a little bit later on, and he studies tapes. But Julian Hill is one of the reasons that we've been running the ball really well the last couple weeks. But saying all that...
We better not be talking about that dude on Monday.
No.
We better come in here on Monday and talk about Tyreek went for $150.
Yeah, I agree.
And Waddle went for $100, and the Dolphins' offense is back on track, and...
But you know what?
Anything other than that, man?
But I got to tell you, the reason I bring this all up, I'm going to get back to the original why I think it's going to be good. But if it's not, folks, we have, you are right, for those of you writing stuff already in San Joe. But you get your quarterback back, you're healthy offensively. Matter of fact, you might be the healthiest team in the NFL offensively. And if you can't get it done with all your guys back against this Arizona defense, we got you're right, and I was wrong. We have a big problem. There is no excuse. This is not like we're playing all the extra offensive linemen. This is not like you got all your backs back. You got your two speedsters on the outside. I guess they're a little nicked up, but they're going to play. There's just nothing. You got Jonnu Smith going as a receiver. You need, and if that doesn't work, then the names on the jerseys are frauds. And coaching needs to start being looked at. And the people that made those decisions already being looked at anyway. But this game will flush out BS or, yeah, we were right about what we thought we had. This game. Because you're not playing the number one defense. You're not playing the number one team. You're not playing the top 6 or 8 team in the NFL. You're not.
Well, you presumably have no margin for error anymore, right? Like, I don't know. What can you lose, Joe? Maybe 2-3 more games rested away? If you want to make the playoffs?
What if you lost? Like, you've lost 4.
Yeah, so yeah, what, you, 7, you, 8 you losses? I mean, what do you think?
10-7's minimum.
Right? So you probably have
you
about
go 9-8. We have gotten in at 9-8, but by the way, you were at the mercy of other teams at 9-8.
These are not the games here that you have any wiggle room. And that, look, you did this to yourself totally by losing to like Indianapolis, you know, like if you would have won that game, you have a little more wiggle room, and it's like now you're
no wiggle.
You're right up against the ropes here, man. They don't find a way to win this game. You know,
you
gotta talk about must win. I thought the Colts game was a must win.
But
this is about as must win as they get if this team wants to salvage their season.
So the Tua thing and the excitement at practice, okay, the excitement, all that stuff, and this guy's got this attitude, I'm going to show everybody, and man, I am all for it. The different Tua that we've seen, man, he's got some pressure. Now, he's got some help because they can run the ball, and I think they can run against Arizona. I am not going to be surprised. For 193, 188, or 186, that they don't go close to that again against this Cardinals team. But what's got to be mixed in is you run the ball like that, you ought to just hit big friggin' plays. Because they're always going to respect those guys and keep a safety deep. They do not trust their corners against those two guys. Even when they catch one pass, there is no trust, especially now that they've got Tua back. All right. Hey, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on with lots of frustration and unknown and everything else that's going on. The Cam Ward Show continues as the Canes and FSU Saturday night. Man, their numbers. Can Florida State, I mean, they're talking about things they have to do if they're going to win. They got to win the turnover battle and they got to get some long draw. I mean, their numbers. I mean, can you just go 1-6 with your team that bad offensively and just turn it around? And of course they're talking about how bad the Canes defense has been. So boy, Lance Guidry, man, let's get a game plan together and get some confidence back this week against Florida State. Hey, you can get some confidence with Loctite. Chev goes, hey, I got a lot of confidence. My people at Loctite can take really good care of you with impact windows and doors and roofing. And by the way, we're still in hurricane season. There's still some action out there. You never know where it's going to hit, and there's nothing you can do about it. All you can do is protect your home. And Loctite would love to be there and help you protect your home with those impact windows or doors or even a brand-new roof. If you know you need a new roof and you're sitting there and you've been waiting and waiting and going, how much longer can we go? Hey, listen, Loctite's doing everything. They really are. 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Matter of fact, Impact Windows, as low as $3 per month per window installed. If these are things, you know you're staying in that house, you might as well protect everything you own and your family and make it as strong and as durable as you can. And Loctite would love to be there, so don't wait for the next storm. Loctite services the whole Tri-County area. They're in West Broward, but they take care of Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Loctite takes care of all the permits and HOA approvals. It's an impressive company to see. I wish I could take everybody out there for the Loctite tour. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor, 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-LOCK. When you call them, let those knowledgeable people get you all set up and get started with Loctite today.